All right, welcome back to the Biscayne Podcast, and today we're taking a look at Let Him Go, which is a crime suspense movie based off a book by the same name. It's written and directed by Thomas Bezucha, and the novel is by Larry Watson, and it stars Superman's parents, Diane Lane and Kevin Costner, and it also stars Leslie Manville and Jeffrey Donovan, which I remember him from Burn Notice. And the synopsis is, a retired sheriff and his wife, grieving over the death of their son, set out to find their only grandson. More or less a period piece, kind of a Western, but I would say if it was a Western, maybe the 50s, 60s, and set in the mountain time zone region of the U.S. So I believe it might be like North Dakota or Montana, someplace like that. Superman's parents, Kevin Costner, Diane Lane, that they actually do have a lot of chemistry, I guess. Some of that has to come from Man of Steel, but they're living on the farm. They have an adult son. Eventually, the adult son gets married. The adult son and his wife have a son. The son dies in an accident. The son's wife later remarries. She and her new husband are in an abusive relationship. One day around town, Diane Lane sees them. Diane Lane's grandson is walking with ice cream. He drops the ice cream. New husband starts berating the child. And then eventually hits the wife. And Diane Lane sees that and attempts to intervene. But what happens is that new husband and their former daughter-in-law just up and move. So they can't find her. Eventually, they get a little bit of information about where they are. And they decide just to go up there. We haven't seen you in a while. We haven't seen our grandson. What's going on? And then it starts getting into this slightly creepy type of movie. I would say maybe if you take a little bit of the creepiness that you might get from meeting the family in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It starts getting into that because once they show up, they meet up with Jeffrey Donovan's character, who is the uncle of the new husband. He just has this weirdness about him. And then when they meet the family just also are just completely off. That's kind of where I'll stop. I saw this movie during an online screening. And I was not expecting much. I'm like, I saw the thing on IMDb. I'm not sure about this. And I was actually pleasantly surprised because I was ready to say, yeah, this movie's probably going to be garbage. There are some slow parts to this because Diane Lane and Kevin Costner meet this guy that's living on his own. They take a liking to him and start treating him like a son. And all this happens in between the time that they're on their way to the town and when they actually get to the town, which... the movie starts deviating at that point a little bit. That part could have been left out, but it does play a role into the end of the movie because he does give them a warning not to cross this family that they're about to meet. As the movie progresses, goes into a lot of places that I'm like, all right, well, if it actually does that, it'd be interesting. For a lot of that, it actually does because most movies would have played that tense situation up having a climax of nothing. I guess because it happened in the book, I found it interesting. The conclusion to the movie, even though it's like utterly ridiculous, is okay. With all the randomness that is out in the theaters, if you're going to the theaters or drive-ins, this is actually worth a watch. For a score, I'm going to give this 6. For the Biscayne Podcast, again, 6 might be a low score to some people, but technically a 5 is an average movie. A 6 is slightly above average. And the movie is slightly above average. And maybe a 6.5 is actually surprising. And there's been a couple of these neo-Western movies out. The Devil All the Time, which was also based off a book, which I did not like that movie. Because again, it's like maybe like the late 50s, 60s. The atmosphere of one of James's turns setting the tone with the new family that the daughter-in-law has. I was surprised. I was engaged throughout the whole movie. Because once it starts getting into the second act and getting into the more meatiness of the movie, it was good. And Leslie Manville also compliments the entire cast. So you really have Diane Lane, Kevin Costner, Leslie Manville, which is the new mother-in-law, Jeffrey Donovan, who plays the uncle of the person that the daughter-in-law married. They all come together in this really simple movie. Again, with the climax of the movie, it works out well. I mean, this will likely get skipped over, but if you do see this come up at some point, because again, it's out in the theaters, not sure how long it's going to take to hit streaming, but if you see this on Apple TV, if you see this on the Google Play Store or Amazon, and it's cheap to rent, yeah, go ahead and rent it. Or just wait for it to hit unlimited streaming, but it's a decent movie. Again, 6.5, Beast Game Podcast.